Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our third installment in Thoughts on Hanukkah. We were discussing yesterday the struggle between this rational approach to the world and a spiritual faith-based approach to the world. It's fascinating that the Hanukkah story, the task of the protagonists in the Hanukkah story revolves around people trying to do an impossible task. It actually fits so well with what we were just speaking about yesterday. The idea that the Chashmonaim, the small family that rallied Klal Yisrael to fight against the Yevanim with the call of Mila Shem Elai, you know, who wants to follow God, come with me, it was an impossible fight. As we say in the prayers of Hanukkah and the Al HaNisim, you know, Rabim Ban Miatim, the many were given over to the hands of the few. It doesn't make any sense. It was a hopeless battle. Why should they even try? But try they did. Because that's what it is to live one's life based on spirituality and faith and not just based on a purely rational approach. And that's the beauty of Hanukkah. In many ways, something to reflect on that even if we've tried so many times, heaven forbid, everything should be safe for Jews around the world. We shouldn't have such struggles. We should always be able to perform our Torah and mitzvot anywhere around the world. God should help us in that respect. But even just believing that things that we haven't been able to do before, maybe we can do now. Maybe we can try again at something. That's a little spark of Hanukkah. There's a very famous question in the commentators. So we know the reason why we light the menorah for 8 days is because they only had one day's worth of pure oil, and then they were going to be stuck on day two. And what would they have done to light the menorah, you know, in the temple after they won the war? So God miraculously made it that 1 day's worth of oil burned for 8 days, and therefore we light the menorah for 8 days. Okay, so there's a very, very basic question that's asked, I'm sure. Many, if not all of you, have heard this question. What would have been the big deal? God doesn't expect us to perform miracles. God expects us to try our best. If there was only 1 day's worth of oil, they should have lit 1 day's worth of oil. And if there's not oil for tomorrow, or more specifically, if there's not pure oil for the next day, and there's only ritually impure oil, so they did their best. In fact, there's a technical idea of Tumah HaTribut Tzibur, that if the masses of Klal Yisrael are ritually impure at any moment, than service in the temple, we actually don't have to be as particular about purity of the moment. So what would have been so bad? Why did God have to give them this tremendous miracle if, worst comes to worst, they would have just lit impure oil the next day? And the point seems to be that God is sending them a message that because you extended yourself in such a dramatic way through fighting the Yevanim against all odds, it would have been fine if you didn't have pure oil for 8 days. But I wanted to extend myself towards you. And it's a powerful image to think about over Hanukkah, that if we just stretch a little bit further, perhaps God will stretch towards us. It's a very important concept. Rev Elio Dessler says that there's two levels of being able to internalize a concept. So we can internalize a concept the way he refers to it as on a chitzoni level, on an external level. I can open a textbook, I can read something, and I understand the concept. And then there's such a thing as internalizing a concept on a pneumistic level, on an internal level. Not just that I rationally understand it, but that it speaks to me. I understand it at my core. He doesn't say this, but sort of like the difference between someone sharing their thoughts and feelings with you and you intellectually grasping their point, or someone who you're very close with and you care about very much and you see something on their face and you know how they're feeling. You get it. You intuitively understand it. And he says that we can only reach the level of this intuitive understanding of our connection with God, which is really what we've been talking about in some of the past days, if we really sacrifice, if we don't really put ourselves into the cause. We'll understand concepts, we'll study Torah, we'll understand ideas, we'll grow, we'll be more connected to Judaism. All these things will be wonderful. But if we really give of ourselves, if we really sacrifice, if we really stretch, then we actually understand Yiddishkeit differently. It speaks to us in a different way. Thanks very much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.